The psychologist in Grace said there was nothing particularly dangerous about Rodney, but the woman in her was scared anyway. The last thing she wanted was to become a statistic. No, she couldn't stay here waiting for him to come back and find her alone. Rushing upstairs, she went to pack. Chapter 11. Selina watched as Julian paced back and forth in front of her stand while she gave a reading to a tourist. Ooh, boy, she could watch that man walk all day long. He had such an eye-popping gait that it made her yearn to rush home to Bill and do some wicked things to him. Over and over, women approached Julian, and he kept sending them away. It was actually funny to watch women strut around him while he remained oblivious to their machinations. She'd never known such a man existed. But then, even she could get sick of chocolate if she ate too much of it. Judging by the way women responded to Julian, she was sure he had quite a bellyache from overindulgence. Worse, he looked terribly troubled. And she felt awful for what she had done to both of them. Her idea had seemed flawless at first. If only she'd thought it through a little more. How was she to know who Julian had been? If only his name had rung a bell. But her specialty was Bronze Age Greece, which had been ancient history even in Julian's time. Even worse, she hadn't really thought about the man in the book as being a real person. She'd thought he was some kind of genie-like creature, without a past. Or feelings. Boy, when she screwed up, she always managed to do it in a big way. Shaking her head, Selina watched while he turned down yet another offer from an attractive redhead. The man was a serious estrogen magnet. She finished the reading. Julian waited a few minutes before heading back to her table.
"Take me to Grace."
It wasn't a request. He said it in a tone of voice she was sure he'd once used to order his troops into battle formation. She said,
"I don't care what she said. I need to see her."
Selina wrapped her cards in her black silk scarf. What the hell? She didn't need a best friend anyway. "It's your funeral."
"I wish,"
he said in a tone so low she wasn't sure she heard it correctly. He helped her close up her stand and wheel her cart to the small shed she rented to house it. In no time, they were headed to Grace's. They pulled into the drive at the same time Grace was packing her car.
"Hey, Gracie," Selina called. "Where you going?"
Grace glared at Julian.
"Away for a few days."
"Where?"
Selina asked. She didn't answer. Julian left the car and headed straight for Grace. He was going to set this right no matter what it took. She tossed a bag in the trunk of the car and started away from him. Julian grabbed her arm.
"You didn't answer her question."
Grace shrugged his hand off.
"What are you going to do, manhandle me if I don't answer?"
Her eyes narrowed on him. He winced at her rancor.
"And you wonder why I want to leave?"
Then he saw it, the tears she was trying so hard to hide. Her eyes were bright and shiny. Pain cut him deeply.
"I'm sorry, Grace,"
he whispered, cupping her cheek in his hand.
"I didn't mean to hurt you."
Grace watched the regret and longing war on his face. His touch was so warm and gentle. For a moment, she could almost believe he did care for her.
"I'm sorry, too," she whispered. "I know it's not your fault."